Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very super excited tonight. We've got some fantastic guests. I heard about this band about a month ago, and they've been out for a while, though. I don't know how I hadn't heard of it before, but I'm so glad that I finally, you know, got with it. What can I say? I'm an old man, but they are just fantastic. It's Four Sisters. And we'll find out all about the band. The band's called Crimson Apple. And we've got two of the sisters on with us tonight. We've got Colby and Shelby. Ladies, how
Hello.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, I don't know. I did a lot of yard work today, man, and I'm all, like, sore and stuff. I should be at a point in life where I should pay somebody to do this, you know? But I'm just too
yeah.
cheap. I'm just too cheap. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Now, you ladies had an interesting weekend, I heard. Now, I didn't realize till I was going through my show notes before the show, you guys have a residency. I thought maybe this was just a one-time deal or whatnot, but you guys play at Disneyland, the happiest place
mm-hmm.
on Earth. How cool is that?
Yeah. It's super awesome. We have such a great time there. I think we've been playing there since 2017. We've done,
wow.
you know, Downtown Disney. We played inside the park. It's just been an amazing time for us. We love playing out there.
That is so cool. That is, I'm in South Florida, and my gal, Danny, grew up here. I'm not originally from Florida, but, I moved here and whatnot. You know how that goes. And she is a Disney nut because she grew up here in Florida. You know, the Disney World is here. And so we go
mm-hmm.
all the time to Disney World. And they have all these festivals that we like to go to, you know, art festival, and then there's a food and wine, and it's, you know, all this fancy food and stuff. But one of the cool things about it is they have music performances during all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some big names that play through Disney. I'm quite impressed with Disney's repertoire, and you guys are right in the middle of that. So that's wicked cool, you know? That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have such a great time out there. And for us, I think, you know, performing at Disney has really gotten us out there. And I think, like, when we moved here from Hawaii, that was kind of the first, like, residency that we really got, one of the first big shows that we were doing. And I think that for us, like, it's just been an amazing experience, even getting to work with a company like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, the very cool thing about, you know, at Disney, a lot of bands... to get, let's say, you know, 10,000 people to see them play, there's usually a lot of touring involved. A lot of touring involved,
mm-hmm.
You know, to get that many ears and eyes on them. The cool thing about Disney is that's an afternoon, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
people
yeah.
just there from all over. So you're exposed
yeah.
to a global market, you know? That's, mm-hmm. you know, you ladies are smart. That's a smart move. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's
very,
really
very
good
cool.
for us, you know. Yeah.
Now, do you guys play every Saturday or just like once a month, or how does it work?
We try to do at least once a month. I think lately it looks like we're more doing two times a month. I think there was one summer where they opened up the Tomorrowland Terrace stage, and we were playing almost every weekend for like 12 weeks or something like
yeah,
that
in the summer.
Wow. Wow. Now, let me ask you, you guys are so talented. I mean, so super talented. And folks, we have links up on our show page. And of course, when the podcast gets converted, when the episode gets converted to a podcast, all those links follow the podcast and everything. And if you haven't heard Crimson Apple, you're going to be blown away. These guys are immensely talented. Now, let me ask
okay.
you, ladies, this.
Much.
When you were little girls and stuff, did you know that music and entertainment and, you know, being in a band and all, Did you have an idea that you would be where you are now? Or were you guys, did you have different interests when you were younger?
Yeah, you know, I think it's definitely different for every one of us. Like Colby, mm-hmm. she's been singing since she was 9 years old. And I think she's known, you know, since then that that's what she wanted to do. For me, I think, you know, I was always interested in the arts, like theater, acting, things like that. And I always thought that I would go somewhere in that direction. But when we started the band together, Colby, you know, asked me to play guitar for her. And I was kind of teaching myself in the beginning, and I thought it was cool. But then when she asked me to play guitar for her, it started becoming this really real thing where we started realizing that that's what
nice.
We wanted to do. That's what we were meant to do. And when Faith and Carthy came in, it was a little bit – I mean, they were young, I think, when we started. I think Faith was 12 when Crimson Apple came to be. So I guess Faith and Carthy have kind of known for, you know, younger in life that
right.
they wanted to do this. I'm the oldest, so I think, like, I figured it out way later. But I'm glad I did.
Well, you guys are phenomenal at it. I grew up with three sisters, two stepsisters and a full sister. And, you know, sisters are interesting because they can, they don't fight like my friends' families that grew up with all boys, you know what I mean? But they can, and usually it's pretty intense. You guys seem to all get along with everything. Or is it just good PR?
No, I mean, we definitely fight, you know, because we're each other's best friends, and we all live in the same place. We're doing everything together. You know, we can get on each other's nerves. Like, I think we all know which buttons to press or which ones not to press, and sometimes we press them on purpose. But I think in general, you know, because we're so close, it doesn't matter. And I think because we're sisters, we can get into a fight, and then, like, 5 minutes later, you know, it'll be like, oh, do you guys want to go get lunch or something? And it's, you know, it's not a big deal because we all love each other and we all know that we're coming from a place of just
right.
passion and wanting to have this dream together.
I hear you. You know, and that's what's cool. I'm telling you, brothers, man, they'll get out machetes and stuff. It's crazy, you know. there's usually black eyes and karate moves. No, it's just, maybe that's just the people I know. Yeah, no, that's entirely possible. Very, very cool. Well, that's cool. So you started out kind of, you said you were teaching yourself guitar. I mean, and then, like, what's the time frame? Like a year into it? And you said, hey, let's make a band or a show. Or
yeah, you know, when we started playing music, we kind of started it, like, at separate times, and we kind of had our own, like, path to how we kind of each started learning our own instruments. There just came a point where we all, like, just looked around and we realized, hey, we make up a band. Like, why not do this together?
Right.
I think Faith and Carthy had just started picking up their instruments when we made this decision, which was kind of crazy at the time because we still had, like, gigs lined up from the band that Shelby and I were in previously. And that we had taken on, and so Faith and Carthy had to learn their instruments really, really fast. And then Shelby, I think, had kind of been playing for about a year.
Nice. Well, you know, sometimes a sink or swim, you know, is one of the best learning tools, you know. I mean,
very true.
You got
it. Yeah, I think the pressure, you know, helps them to, the younger ones, to grow very quickly in their instruments.
Well, that's cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, let me ask you this. I know you guys, you know, you have some notoriety and success and stuff all over, but really in Hawaii and whatnot, and then you relocated as, you know, that's a normal thing for bands to do. You know, L.A., it's the place. Mm-hmm. Now, did your parents come with you, or were they concerned, you know, about all the youngsters moving to Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, we have incredibly supportive parents. They actually made the move with us. And
nice.
It was kind of a family decision, you know. Our mom was actually the first one to kind of put it in her head, you know, to move. And she was, you know, telling us, like, hey, girls, if you're really serious about this and if you really want to make it, you know, you got to go to a music capital. And so we just started looking. I think my parents started looking for jobs in L.A., in Asheville. I think they looked for jobs in Austin and New York. They were kind of looking in those areas where music was really, you know, a big thing,
right.
And there was a scene there. And I don't think we realized, like, the time frame, you know, because my parents were like, oh, you know, we'll probably move in, like, a few years and we'll figure it out. But then as soon as they started applying for jobs, my dad got a job within, like, a few weeks in California. And they were like, you need to move in, like, a month. And,
right.
You know, we had a family meeting, we sat down and we were like, are we going to do this? Like, is it now? You know, is this happening? And so, like, we were kind of debating, and finally my dad was like, we're doing it. And then he, like, pressed send on his acceptance or whatever. And we were like, okay. And then we started, you know, packing up, we started selling our house. And we thought it was going to take like 3 months to sell our home. But it ended up selling within a few weeks, and we were just like, what is happening? This is all coming so fast. And within, I think, a month, we were moved from when we first, like, started talking about it and thinking about it. And we were just in California, and we were like, what just happened? You know, like, everything
right.
had kind of happened so fast, and we didn't have a chance to really, like, process everything. But, like, looking back on it, you know, we kind of felt like, geez, like, that was really fated for it to happen like that.
Well, this will sound kind of crazy, and I don't mean for it to, but sometimes when things, I'm an old man, so I've seen a lot in the world, and this is one of the
mm-hmm.
things I've noticed, is when things are right, they tend to fall into place, you know, everything kind of works out. The same exact, when something's wrong, oh, there'll be all kinds of obstacles, you know, it's, the universe will send you all kinds of signals there. Either way, but that's cool, man. And hey, three cheers to your parents for being so cool about everything and so supportive. You know, they're driving on the 101 now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're definitely blessed to have them.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That is cool, and a good lesson to any of the parents out there that are listening. You know, hey, if you're if you want that infinity pool Malibu, and your youngsters are talented, well, get behind them, man, because that could happen. Oh man, I'm kidding, of course, but well, not really. You know, I'm telling you, when I think of four girls, number one, man, that's a lot of tap lessons to drive them around to, and just stuff happening. You know, but mm-hmm. Hey, it worked out, right? There you go.
Yep.
Well, that's, now you guys have some great songs. Now I love the new album. No, it's an album, right? It's a full album. Somebody.
An EP, six songs.
Or is an EP?
So it's kind of a long, EP, but it's an EP, yeah.
I got you. See, I'm not in the music business, so it's hard for me to keep up with, but I should know this stuff. But it's great. It's great. I listened to the whole thing. I've been, like I was telling you guys before we came on the show, I played one of the videos. Actually, I played both of the videos for my girl, Danny, and man, she just took to it. She loves it. I do too. But she's been playing it a lot, let me tell you. We've been listening to a lot of Crimson Apple in our house, and that's a good thing. You know, that's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, that's.
But I mean, really, it's alt pop. So you know, it's not. You know, going into it, you know, this is. I didn't expect the complexity in the music that is in the music. You know, do you guys have a? Is it a full collaborative? Process in your songwriting with your sisters? Does everybody sit down, or do certain people take the lead on certain things, or how does that work? The process of, you know, making the great music.
Yeah, for us, it's very collaborative. You know,
okay.
I would say it's you know, the every song is like 25%. You know, all around. You know, everybody.
Nice.
Sits down together. Sometimes, you know, someone will start a little hook or a little lyric idea, and we'll bring it to each other and we'll run with it together. And it's really hard when you like try to tear apart one of our songs. It would be really hard to say like who did what and who, you know, because everybody was bouncing ideas off of each other and how we arrived at a lyric or an arrangement. You know, it took the four of us equally collaborating together to get there. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how our process goes. And I think it helps that we're sisters. You know, we have this sort of chemistry and, you know, we're usually on the same page, and when we're not, we can be really honest with each other. I think sometimes, when you're like writing with strangers or even with people that are your friends, you know, there's kind of like that, that barrier or that fear of sharing what you really think. But with us, like that doesn't exist at all. You know, if you don't agree with something, like, we'll be like, oh, that's dumb. Like, let's do something else. And we all take
There's
it.
There's no filter. I love it.
But it always makes the song better.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, like I said, there's a complexity level in the music that is just, it draws you in. You know, it really draws you in.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way
to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. We're going to play, we have two tracks we're going to play tonight. We're going to play Somebody and Can't Get Out of Bed. These are both phenomenal tracks. What do you think we should play first for the folks listening?
Ooh, I like them both.
I do
maybe
too.
I would say Somebody, but yeah. I feel like,
okay.
Oh, you say Somebody? Somebody? Yeah, okay, let's start with Somebody.
Awesome. Well, here it is. This is Crimson Apple, everybody. This is Somebody. Check this out, man. You're going to be so impressed. Here it is.
Fall from the sky for me, bathe me in gold, baby. I like you, get me higher, burn me up with your fire. I'm alone in the skylight, are you bored with your high life? Come with me, do you wanna, wanna feel like you wanna? Whatever the night will be, don't care what the morning means.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that's called Somebody. It's by Crimson Apple. It's out now. You can buy this. It's fantastic. We've got Colby and Shelby of the band on with us tonight.
Ladies, that is a great track. That is a
Thank you.
When I think of summer 2019, I'm going to be thinking of that track, you know. That's a good track.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Now, let me ask you this. This is kind of a weird question. I'm a painter by trade. I'm not in the music business. I paint pictures of people. It's what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. And when people see the finished painting, it's all done. And they think that's just, you know, oh, nothing was on TV on a Tuesday. He knocked that out. And that's great. But the reality is sometimes these paintings fight me, man. I want to throw the canvas into the street and jump up and down on it sometimes. Not all the time. A lot of the time. But people don't know because they just the finished thing. Now, your track we just listened to, Somebody, that sounds perfect to me. You know, start to finish, just perfect. Was that an easy one, or did it fight at all? Because we can't tell, because we hear the perfectness of it now, you know?
Yeah, I think in the beginning, it was definitely fighting us a little bit, you know? Like, we kind of had that initial period where we were like, what do we want this song to be? And it wasn't, like, coming out, and I think we tried a couple different drafts of what the arrangement and the production would be, and you know, we would listen back and be like, oh, this sucks, like, what are we doing? And then, you know, at some point, finally, it clicked, and then from there, it just, like, poured out of us, and from there, it was easy once we kind of found that channel, you know, but, and yeah, that's usually how most of our songs go, is we have, like, a few days where we're just like, oh, my goodness, what are we writing? Like, what is happening? This sucks. Like, this sounds horrible. And then when we find, oh, wait, this is what it's supposed to be, you know, and we start flowing, then it's pretty easy for us from there.
Yeah, and it's really funny that you mentioned that, because literally just the other day, we were cleaning out our computer, because we have all these old files of just music that we've been working on for the past year, and we found a lot of the original drafts from some of the songs on the EP, and Somebody was one of them, and the original, like, the very first draft of that song sounds completely
different than
how it turned out.
Yeah, and it was so funny. It was almost comical, like, going back and listening to where it started, you know, with our arrangement and how it grew from there.
Well, that's fantastic. And that bootleg, ladies and gentlemen, will be available later on my SoundCloud. I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, it won't. But
that
it will be worth
thousands
of dollars. that's cool that you guys, well, you know, I'll tell you something. On the paintings in my world and on the paintings that fight me a little bit, wind up being some of my favorites. Because there was that relationship. You know, it just wasn't easy. It just wasn't, although, you know, I pray on every order that comes in that it's an easy one. You know? Please let this be Popeye or Mickey Mouse. I can paint that real quick. I'm like, no, paint out my 7 Shar Pei puppies. Oh, gosh. Wrinkles. Great. No, it happens, man. I'm telling you. Well, that's cool. That is very cool. And as I said, we have a link up to your website. You have a phenomenal website. I love it. CrimsonAppleBand.com. And that link will follow the show, however you're listening to the show in the future. And, of course, we have links to all of the Crimson Apple social media. Now, you guys are a band of girls, so I imagine social media, and you grew up with it, no big deal, right? You guys all have phones. And do you guys handle your social, or are you at a point where there's other people that do that now?
We do work with some people, kind of bouncing ideas back and forth and stuff like that, but that's a little bit more recent. We all have, like, our personal pages that we manage ourselves, and, you know, a lot of the ideas and the things that go into our page, we want it to be personal and from us, because it's really kind of a way for us to connect to our fans. So we try to be as involved as possible when we're doing our social media.
I think that's cool, and I think it's smart. It's something a lot of younger acts are doing now. They're being more accessible, and they don't necessarily have fans. They have friends, almost. You know what I mean? And from all
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. I think that's real cool. A lot of us, you know, a lot of the older people, because it wasn't that way. We didn't grow up with social media, so and everybody was there was always a gatekeeper. You know, if you wanted to meet somebody in a band, you had to wait, you know, by the door for hours upon hours, and you might meet them or pay a bunch of money. But it's cool. You guys are on that. You know, I think that's fantastic. That's the big joke around here. I need to hire a 15-year-old with a cell phone to handle all the. Man, it's hard.
Yeah, I mean,
there's something new every week. It's hard to keep up
with.
Yeah, no,
you know? It definitely is. And you know, Colby and I, we're the two older ones. So I mean, we didn't always have that kind of social media thing. But Faith and Carthy, they're younger, especially Faith. Like, they're so on top of the social media game. Like, sometimes they tell us stuff, and we're like, "Wait, what? Like, people do that? Or like, that's how you do this? Like, it's ridiculous." But they're kind of like really front runner in, you know, what's new and what's happening with, I guess, like Instagram and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you. Somebody asked me the other day, this younger person I know, the daughter of a friend of mine, was like, "Well, what's your WhatsApp, thing?" And I'm like, "What's a WhatsApp? I have no idea." You know what that is, you know. You mean Twitter? I can't believe you're on Twitter now. Relax. Then she looked at my Twitter thing. Here's the sad part. She looked at this really happened. She looked at my Twitter feed and she's like, "Jamie, you can't hashtag every word in every tweet you do. Only the important stuff." And I'm like, "I did everything I say is important. The whole thing's important. Can I hashtag the whole thing?" She's like, "No, it doesn't work like that." So, you know, just goes to show I have no idea what I'm doing. But I try to muddle through.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires two new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you two episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Now, the next track we're going to play is Can't Get Out of Bed, something we can all relate to, I think. Tell us a little bit about this track.
So Can't Get Out of Bed is actually about, I guess, a very personal experience that I had, where I was kind of going through a period where I was struggling with depression, and I couldn't figure out why I was going through that, you know, because I come from a really great family, you know, and I have such an amazing support system, you know, so it was really confusing to me, and I think it was also really confusing to my family as well, just because, you know, they've given me so much love, like, why am I feeling that way, you know, and sometimes that it just happens, and so this song was kind of me writing to my family and to the people in my life to say, hey, you know, this is the way that I am, and I'm struggling with this, you know, it's not about, like, you guys, it's just, I'm going through this, and that was kind of my only way to communicate with them, because I was having such a hard time, like, verbalizing it, you know, because I felt kind of ashamed of what I was feeling, and I felt really guilty right. about it, and you know, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it, you know, so I just sat down and wrote the song, because that was the only way I could figure out how to, you know, put it into words. And so that's kind of where, I guess, the meaning of Can't Get Out of Bed started. And I was so grateful to be able to write the song with my sisters, you know, because they were supporting me through it, and they were, you know, helping me to, I guess, get out what I was trying to say. And, that's Can't Get Out of Bed.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's and so cool and so inspiring to people. And you know, I love hearing stories like this, because one of the insidious things about that I think about depression or anxiety or any of these multitudes of things that happen is when it happens to someone, they generally feel like they're the only person that has that going on, you know, and then they hear a story like yours and they're like, hey, she made it out. I can too, you know. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. All I got to do, move to L.A., become a rock star, write a song. No, I'm kidding. Let's play the track. How about that? Can't Get Out of Bed. This is Crimson Apple.
I can't get out of bed. Tangled in sheets, life it weighs me down. I heard the things you say, but how could you know what I need? Understand, it's just the way that I am. Always be me.
Fantastic track. Another fantastic track. Can't get out of bed. Crimson Apple. We've got Colby and Shelby on with us tonight. Ladies, I love that track as well. Just so good.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when you write a track like Can't Get Out of Bed, is it a, on average, when you guys write a song, we should just say, I know it's probably different for each one, but does it take, you know, like weeks or months or something for a song to come? Or is it a quicker process?
Yeah, you know, it definitely depends on the song. Like, every song is a little bit different, I think. You know, mm-hmm. for us, we feel like they're a little bit like our babies, and every single one has a different personality, I would say. I mean, it sounds weird to say about a song, but I think that every song is just a little bit different from every other song we've written. And I think with Can't Get Out of Bed, there was definitely a flow because we were trying to write through like a very real experience and emotion for Colby. So I think that there was a flow, but with that, there was a little bit of a resistance because we're trying to get out this very real emotion. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. it took a little bit of time kind of to really perfect that. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that the song really spoke true to what, you know, we were trying to get out of it. And there's, you know, obviously we want to rewrite the songs and make sure that everything that's in it is, I mean, we're kind of perfectionists. So we want to make sure that everything in the songs are perfect. So when we rewrite, we just get down to it and really get to a place where we're super happy with every song that we do.
Right. All right. Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. You know, you definitely want to do it justice, you know, especially knowing what you guys were saying about what was going into that track, you know. But, man, it's such a good one. I really like that. I like both. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Now, both of these, I didn't mention this before about somebody, and I definitely should have. Both of these tracks, though, have phenomenal videos. And, these videos are very, very cool videos. I don't think they were shot with an iPhone. Maybe they were. I don't know. But I don't think so. It looks like some bucks were spent, you know. But, man, they are great videos. I always ask my musician friends this because I grew up in the 80s. I'm a child of music videos. I love them. And I think they're so great. And I always ask my musician friends, and I'm like, what do you think about making videos? And it's usually split about 50-50. Some people love them, and then other people are like, you know, it's just a necessary evil. We got to do it, and it's a real pain.
Yeah.
Where do you ladies fit in that spectrum? What do you guys think about music videos and your music videos?
We love doing music videos. You know, it's just an extra way to express ourselves, you know, not just through the music, but also through the visuals as well. And I think with a lot of our songs, as we're writing them, a lot of the concepts and the visuals for the music video are also coming to us at the same time. So they're kind of like married together.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Can't Get Out of Bed, you know, like from the beginning, we had the image of like the red outfits and the white room and that contrast, you know, as we were arranging the song. You know, so for us, it's a part of our process and it's a part of what we do. We definitely love the process of making a music video and kind of like planning it out and finding our references and our looks. And it's just really fun for us. It's definitely a fun part of our job.
Yeah, well, I love them both. I think they're great. If I had to pick, if somebody was, you know, going to write me a check for $1 million, if I had to pick one, As a painter, as an artist, I really dig the artsiness of Can't Get Out of Bed, you know. I've never seen an apple cut so elegantly. It's phenomenal.
What's the secret to that?
There was a secret to that.
Well, they're both great videos. And people can watch those. They're on YouTube and whatnot. They're all over the place. And very, very cool. Now, I know that the EP is a 6-song EP, and it's out. People can buy them, and that's great and everything. I have to ask, purely from a selfish position, because I want to hear more. Are there any plans on the next project that you can talk about at this time? I know sometimes people can't talk about stuff that's coming up, but I have to ask.
I mean, we're always constantly working on new music. I actually just finished doing some rough vocals for like a demo we're working on right now.
Nice.
The band is already ready and is already looking towards our next project. As far as when that will be, I don't think we can say yet. I think that's still under wraps. But we're definitely looking towards thing. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And upcoming shows. We know that Disney's happening. You got to go check these guys out at Disney, ladies and gentlemen. Not only will you see a good show, you'll have a fun time. It's the happiest place on earth, I'm telling you. What else you guys got going on?
Yeah, so other than the Downtown Disney, we have on August 31st, we're going to be playing at the 626 Night Market in Arcadia. That is going to be on the 30th, and we're playing at like 10 p.m. That one is really cool because it's like a very big, it's kind of based off of the Asian night markets, like the Asian food night market. So there are hundreds of vendors, tons of really awesome creative food. And then all in the center of that is this great big stage. And we actually did it once before, I think a few weeks ago, and we had such an awesome time. And so we're super glad to be back with that. I think we're going to have a few more Disneys coming up in the next coming months. And then we're going to be doing the OC Japan Fair in October. And then I think we're going to be doing the LA County Fair in September. I'm not sure the exact date yet, but we are confirming that right now. So keep a lookout on our website.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell people. You know, the easiest way to keep up to date with that is, join the mailing list and whatnot, like and share. So important, I tell people, and people don't realize that aren't in the entertainment business. If you dig a band, an indie film, or, you know, just somebody who makes the best chocolate chip cookies in town, like and share their social media. It helps immensely. You're doing an algorithm world. It's just the way it is. The way it is. Well, I can't wait. You both know this so much, and your sisters know it too. I can't wait to hear more. You guys are so – keep doing what you're doing. You're so good, you know. So move that ball down the field, you know. It's you're really, really good at this. And just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. It's great meeting both of you.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's awesome talking to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Anytime. You know, let me know. I can't wait to have you guys on again. Very,
awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. Well, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, be like me. Like their Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, all of that. And, of course, Crimson Apple will be in our – we have a Spotify playlist for all the music guests we have on the show and whatnot. And that's on my homepage of my website, jamierocks.us. And they'll be right up at the top. That'll be happening right after the show. So, you know, I suggest you play them on Spotify and then just put it on repeat and just play it over and over and over. And, you know, again, it's great. I'm kidding, kind of. It's kind of a good idea, actually. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we've got a fantastic, cool kind of rock band, new rock, they call it, out of Western Michigan, Grand Rapids area, called Coldville. And that'll be tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock Eastern, and that'll be 3 o'clock Pacific. And yes, 11 p.m. or 2300 hours GMT over in the UK. I got notes here saying we have to keep mentioning the UK because we've got a lot of listeners over there. So sorry, I didn't mean to leave you guys out in my last couple of shows. Apologize about that. Very cool. Crimson Apple, get out there today, buy their track, support them. And, you know, and that when you support indie artists, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you get more great music. You know, if I go to another cocktail party and somebody tells me, well, there's no good music out today, I'm going to be like, you obviously aren't listening to my show. You need to, because I talk to great musicians every week, and Crimson Apple is definitely one of them. Very, very cool. Have a great night, ladies, and thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. You guys are awesome.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having us.
Well, anytime. Well, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200 now, so very, very cool. The main one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call that iTunes, but they had a big meeting and rebranded, and there's so many podcasts now. They call it Apple Podcasts. So if you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts, you do me a solid, a very cool thing you can do. Doesn't cost you anything. hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, does my life get easier when I have to talk to advertisers then. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody. Thank you, ladies.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, thank you.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.